This is an ABC 10 News update.
Hello, I'm Jim Patton with this ABC 10 News update. Train service being halted between San Diego and Orange County so crews can shore up unstable ground along the cliffside tracks. Metrolink says it needs to perform unscheduled maintenance on railroad tracks slightly shifting below the bluffs in San Clemente. It's been caused by beach erosion, similar to what we have seen in Del Mar over the years. Work is expected to be completed by October 4th. Amtrak says it will provide bus connections between Irvine and Oceanside while that work is underway. Well, happening tonight, a candlelight vigil to honor the life of a 19-year-old woman shot and killed in University City last week. The family of Irene Salgado Aceves is hosting this vigil at the spot where she was found dead. Now, San Diego police say they found Salgado Aceves in the front passenger seat of a car with a gunshot wound to her chest. The teen was with two others in the car when she was shot. Detectives found a gun in the car and arrested a 17-year-old boy that was riding with her. And that vigil is set to start at 6:30 tonight. Well, statewide call to keep our coast beautiful. Tomorrow, Californians from all around will answer the call during the 37th annual Coastal Cleanup Day. They'll not only pick up trash from our beaches, but also from our creeks, parks and streams, streets and neighborhoods. And last year, the event was socially distanced, meaning there were no large groups working together. A total of 17,000 volunteers from all over California picked up more than 150,000 pounds of trash last year. And a little giggling sneaking out, not because of that fantastic effort that's underway, and I think it's wonderful. It's because our floor manager nearly got creamed by the camera that
that's
was
like
moving.
That's like the third time in a couple of days. The robots, they're out to get her. But yes, I love the trash cleanup, and you can do that every single day of the year. If you see some trash, just clean it up. And this weekend is going to be so nice to get out there and do that. We're actually going to see 70s for the coast and inland neighborhoods, the cooler ones, 80s for the warmer inland neighborhoods, which is still about 6 or 7 degrees below normal, 70s in the mountains, about 103 in the deserts, and this fair weather sticks around into the weekend. We'll see some monsoon clouds building this afternoon and evening in the mountain and desert areas, but not likely at all to see any activity out of those. Morning clouds, patchy fog, clearing out to sunny skies. That trend also continues into early next week. Fall officially begins on Wednesday, and that's actually when temperatures are going to start going up again. Jim?
Megan, thank you so much. And we love our floor manager. And she got out of the way just in the nick of time as that camera was zipping across there. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, go to 10news.com or download our free 10 News app in your app store. For ABC 10 News, I'm Jim Patton.